Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning in Siman Aleph, Tov Lomar Parashat Akedah, that it's proper if a person every morning can read the Parashat Akedat Yitzhak, Shnabura says, Kodem Parashat Korbanot, which in our Sidurim, according to our Nosach, we open up the prayers with the Inyan of the Akedah. And he writes that these inyanim of reading the Korbanot, says whoever's involved in the reading of the Korbanot, it's as if he brought the Korbanot. And by Akedat Yitzhak, there's a great tikkun to enter the tefillah this way, because we're reading about Avraham Avinu, who's Isha Chesed, and he took Yitzhak, who is Midat Adin, and he bound them on the Mizbeach. So that's really what we're praying for, is that God should take the Givurot, the judgments, and he should subjugate them. And therefore it's an entry into the Tefillah, that none of the Givurot or the Mekatregim should come and take our Tefillah and stop it from reaching its destination. So when the Kabbanan, the Parashat Akedah is, that just like Abraham was Oked Yitzhak, Parash Baruch Hu should be also Oked the Midat Adin, and that the Chesed should be on top. That being said, the Maran also writes that Parashiyot HaKorbanot, one should say as well, and he should also say the Pasuk, which is in our Nosach, V'shachat oto al yerech ha-mizbeach safona lefnei Hashem. So that Pasuk is key to say as well. There's an interesting Bi'ur Halakha. The Bi'ur Halakha writes that, or actually, before we go to the Bi'ur Halakha, why is it imperative to say that Pasuk, V'shachat oto al yerech ha-mizbeach safona? So Mishnah Berurah says, the Ita b'midrash, v'chol mi shomer Pasuk zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher Akedat Yitzhak. Magic. You say this Pasuk, and that gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow to remember the Akedat Yitzhak, which again is that same Kabbanah that we mentioned. But the Bi'ur HaLakha is interesting. He says that before one says the parasha of the Korbanot, one should make a vidui. One has to ask vidui. V'sarich le'etbadot kodem kriyat parashat HaKorbanot. He writes, one should preferably stand. Which we have it over here. Now, we have it here in our Sidurim. If you look right before we say the Parashat Tamid, we say, Yiratzon, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Avotenu, Shetrachem Alenu, V'temchol Lanu Et Kol Chatotenu, ותחפר לנו את כל עבירותינו ותמחול ותסלח לכל בשעינו ותשתתף את המקדש ולבי אמנו. And now that we don't have the בית המקדש, we're going to read it. So these are very important passages that are being written specifically in order to go in the following order. That first you need a vidui, because in the olden days before they brought a korban, they can't just bring a korban with sins. They would make vidui in front of the korban. Hashem doesn't need korbanos. He needs the vidui of the person. The korban was an impetus to get the person to make teshuvah. So we follow the same concept as well. Then he writes, Uma tov lemi shenoheg bazeh sheyilmod mitechilat inyanim ha'elu min ha'gemara. Bet Hashem will learn it in the Gemara. What do these korbanot mean? What is the significance of these things? Omer sefer HaRamban, kedesh sheyavin achar kach ma'hu omer. ובזה תחשב לו כאילו הקריב ממש קורבן. Then it will be really considered that you brought the korban. The more you understand it, the more it's considered as if it happened. וכן, מה שאנו אומרים בכל יום, אביי הבא מסדר. That paragraph over there gives us the order of exactly what happened in the Beit HaMikdash. When the Kohen got up, what did he do first? What did he do second? What did he do third? וענייני עשיית הקטורת. ומצווה לראות להבין מה שהוא אומר. It's a mitzvah to study these chapters to know what he's saying. V'ayin ma she'edik b'zeh b'abal ashla kadosh b'agodav ha'sefer yesh nohalim. Rabotai.